Good morning. Today is Monday, the 22nd of May. Joining us this morning, Linda Wise from Humboldt Recology, or Recology Humboldt, or...
Recology Humboldt County.
Oh, is that what it is now? You got county in there, too?
Well, you can. I'll answer to anything. Recology anything.
Oh. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. The white trucks with the green and blue on it. Are you ready for our Why Do We Say It?
Okay, let's see if I get this one. I've been successful a couple of times.
Oh, you have you? Well, then we gotta...
Don't be too challenging.
Gotta be sure.
It is Monday morning.
Masterpiece.
Oh, okay. I'm an artist, too. So I might have a...
Don't brag on it until you know that you got it right.
Oh, okay. I might learn something.
Why do we say masterpiece?
Let's just say that the best pieces are made by the masters, and perhaps they might have had some people that worked for them to help them making their art pieces. And so when the actual artist in charge, a.k.a. the master, did one himself, it was a masterpiece. Am I right?
You are dangerously close.
Okay.
This is like Chester Cheeto, dangerously cheesy.
Yeah.
You're that close.
Okay.
Trade guilds of past eras required an apprentice to learn by working under a veteran for nearly nothing. The guilds stipulated that a person wishing to own his own shop had to be recognized as a master. After working for years as an apprentice and later as a journeyman, a man could make a piece in his craft that would be considered that of a master's. Once a man's masterpiece was approved, he was allowed to start his own business and hire his own apprentice. For the rest of his life, he might look back upon his masterpiece as the finest example of his skill and ingenuity. Passing from trade and industry of England to the fine arts, the term masterpiece came to label the finest individual piece of work or product of an artist's most creative years.
Oh, well, I was
so close. Yours would be that goofy horse.
Or a goofy clown for his... Yeah, I paint clowns, too.
Okay, where is there... public display of a clown, one of your clowns?
I don't know many people who would buy a clown painting for their living room or dining room, so they make good images.
Yeah, and the whole people being scared of clowns.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why I do it.
Fair enough. So what's keeping you busy these days?
Well, right now, as a lot of people may be aware, about 6 years ago, an organics regulation that was passed, SB 1383.
You know what's frightening? It's being used so often, I remember that nomenclature.
Yeah. Yeah, now you know.
1383.
You see that. Because the
being,
name...
Being presented as something new.
Yeah.
Instead of something that was aware of.
Yeah, it's been around for quite a while. I think the SB 1383 is easier to say than what the actual... Bills is
saves an title hour of your life.
Title, but essentially what it's geared toward is to lower emissions related to garbage, organics and the garbage.
Decomposing
that and
stuff,
also
yeah.
Not contributing to gases that cause global warming. And so there's a long name for it. And I don't remember at the top of my head on a Monday morning. I've had a good weekend. but it is essentially, it relates to that. In my industry, it's about developing programs to start collecting organics in at the curbside or in a different manner. We're not there yet. We've
is the state?
The state, it's a state regulation that is brought down to jurisdictions, all the jurisdictions in the state of California.
But is the state program up and running?
Yes, the state program,
that was part of this thing, too. Is right. There was nothing there.
Yeah, well, the state program is up and running, and now they're at the phase now that the jurisdictions are starting to adopt programs for their residents.
Are we a half year behind or a year and a half behind?
We're getting there. I mean, I can see we're.
Well, I mean, there's an implementation date, wasn't there?
There was. The implementation date was 2022, January 1st.
Okay, so we're only a year and a half behind.
But a lot of rural communities, it was recognized early on that needed more time to do this, particularly in an area like Humboldt County, where we don't have a local landfill or local means to be able to take care of waste and recycling and other products that might be at the curbside.
We got rid of all the teepee burners.
Yeah, and well, that might have been another law. But yeah, so we...
Gotcha, huh?
Yeah, you did. I had to think about it. I haven't seen a teepee burner in a long time. But
there's still one on 36, I think. Not being utilized.
Yeah.
But I think there's still one or two of them around.
Yeah, there might be a lot of listeners who may not know what those are, but they used to...
Think of a badminton shuttlecock turned upside down. It was a lot bigger, and all the scraps from the lumber mills...
Right,
would be put underneath there, and they burn it off.
Right, and there was a time when we, in Humboldt County, we made energy out of it, used it. It was called, the material that went into it was called hog fuel.
Yes.
So, you know, a lot of those
and
places...
steam was a byproduct
right,
of that,
right.
Yeah.
So we ended up...
Boy, do you know a lot about our area.
We do.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we had we have to truck our material out about 300 miles round trip. Just for garbage, for instance, to go to a landfill. That's a long distance.
Does anybody have the organics in place and the program going that would serve as a template for the small little guys?
Well, here's the challenge. It's been happening for a long time in the Bay Area and a lot of some of the larger urban areas in California. There are established organics processing facilities. They're just big compost facilities. They process anything, green waste, food waste, those.
So it's like a big compost compound?
It's a great big compost facility. They're huge. It's like the Grand Canyon of compost. They're gigantic.
I mean, probably wouldn't want to be downwind of it.
You know, if you do it
or
right,
is it, open
it shouldn't
air?
Be so bad. Yeah, they're open air.
Okay.
But there's a lot of methods to deal with organics. And it's just one of them. But it has been in place for quite a while, even before the regulations in California. The issue is that it's very difficult to site one of those places in a smaller community because you need...
Shocking.
Yeah, and you need to be able to... There's a lot of permitting involved. And there's...
I can see how CEQA, NEPA, and all the letters would be involved with environmental quality.
Yeah, it's a little bit more complex than... We have a green waste processing facility in Humboldt County now that they can take green waste. It's just materials that come out of your yard, and that's what we collect at the curbside now is green waste that's kind of like your long clippings, you know, the leaves. But you can't put any food in it, and so we're... looking to expand the program to take food and other things like cardboard, stuff that can't be recycled.
Except like
waxy cardboard. So that's eventually what the thought is statewide to start doing and to make that possible. Right now, the county is looking for a method for that. We're only involved in the collection part of it, so we're kind of on hold until
there's somewhere to
take it. Yeah. So that's where it is.
More metropolitan areas, I would think that it's a bit of a challenge, and I'll repeat that.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with the general manager for Humboldt Recology, Humboldt, call me Recology, whatever I am.
Right.
Linda Wise.
I work for Recology.
Yeah. Oh, geez. So the concept with this 1383 being implemented, or recycling of organics, I guess is kind of a working phrase. Where do the larger areas, I mean, if those have been implemented, mm-hmm. is it just economies of scale that is the issue? I mean, you already mentioned transportation is a bit of a challenge, but we've got folks around here that would probably be able to turn it into fertilizer, you know, some of the bagged fertilizer stuff that goes out of here. Is there an opportunity to be able to see that be here and then that value added component be put in and then be able to ship this stuff out as organic fertilizer, or is it something entirely different?
Well, one would hope. I think part of the law does talk about having some of the compost be used as from the Public Works Department's,
there's a side of the streets.
Yeah,
and stuff.
So it helps generate revenue for the people who are making the compost out of that. So, yeah, certainly it's really important to be able to have enough tonnage to be able to make these things work. And it's because they're a large capital investment to get started. So they're,
are there
and it takes time.
Programs to, for the government helps to subsidize this stuff, or they there, just pass
there,
the edict.
There are some grants there available, but probably not likely to cover, you know, a good proportion of what it is. It's going to be a project. So.
Is it something
it's
that
like,
has
it's
a,
infrastructure?
Yeah, I would think that they're. At some point, there's going to be a real strong positive ROI on it, whatever the initial costs are, because you got the trucks and everything else that's associated with this stuff, too. I wonder where that timeline is. Is it 15 years down the road? Is it 12 years? What kind of sustainability would somebody need in order to hold on until you are in the profit?
Well, I think that there needs to be a market developed for it.
For the end product,
and that's some of the issue. I think it's a lot like recycling right now. There is the recycling itself that doesn't pay for itself. When you're talking, we separate 8 or 9 commodities out of the blue can and send it to market. And when you're talking, when you have to send it to market and it costs you $1,800 to send out
a truckload
of 22 bales that are worth $120 a piece, it's hard to make it.
And you got labor, and you're breaking even.
It's hard to break even.
Yeah.
So eventually what happens is it is a part of an infrastructure project, you know, that's for the good of the community that we're able to send these products for recycling and put them back into the markets again that way versus, you know, going in and getting virgin materials out to make those commodities. It doesn't have a direct tie economically to what you're paying at the curbside, but it does in other areas.
Yeah, down the line.
Down the line and perhaps in the products that you buy.
Or somebody being able to accept it. With the composting, you know, and this is somebody who begrudgingly is participating. Let's just say I wasn't an early adopter.
Of composting?
Recycling.
Right, recycling.
Composting, it's like you need to have something organic to compost.
Right.
So it's not in the cards right now. But the concept of this, I would think that the marketplace demand of or interest for this type of product is there already because it's eco-groovy, because it's something that is natural, because it's keeping the second reuse, all that kind of stuff. But is the end product of this something that is usable? At this point, or do you have to put a bunch of additives into it to make it viable?
Oh, I have to say food waste compost is beautiful. We had a couple of giveaway events out in Rock Recology, and when we've done it, anytime anybody's ever received any of the food waste derived compost that we brought up here from other areas, It blows your mind at how wonderful that stuff is. It wakes up your plants.
So it's kind of like Miracle-Gro-ish.
It's magic. It's got.
So the marketplace would be there once it's recognized.
Once it's recognized how wonderful that stuff is. You don't need to add anything to it.
So why aren't the big boys jumping into this stuff, Linda, and saying, okay, over here, we'll take it, and we'll take as much as you can give. Thank you very much.
Well, because there's already a lot out there on the market.
Similar product.
So it will yet to be seen because, you know, Humboldt County is growing, and we'll see, you know, what kind of market it is. But that's not part of the business that I'll be in, it'll be somebody else.
Right.
Recology is, we'll be collecting it from your curbside, and we're hoping that people, you know, support the businesses that are doing the process, final processing of it.
I just came up with a phrase. I don't know.
You did.
From your home to your home.
That's what they used to do, yeah.
I mean, something as simple as that, if this stuff really is as magical. Mm-hmm. Boy, I really would think that they would be lining up, unless it's cost prohibitive.
It could be. And for a lot of people, particularly if they're in, you know, I think a lot of people take advantage of home composting and see how good that is for themselves.
Well, I'm thinking the larger commercial. I mean, if you do something like this over a cow field or a large cornfield or something, and you didn't have to use some of the other stuff, and this mm-hmm. was cheaper and better, they'd be lining up.
Yeah, they would be.
I think, but...
Well, there's a lot of process that goes into making it usable.
Oh, so it's processed fertilizer now.
Is that processed foods? We could talk about that in a second, but I think that making the material a good compost is that from food waste, there's a lot of contamination that needs to be removed.
Well, we'll talk about that when we come back. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Linda Wise.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Linda Wise from Recology Humboldt. Linda, in the last segment, we were talking a little bit about this end result, I guess, of the organic collections that will be coming to a jurisdiction near you in the next little bit here locally. Is it close to happening here, or is the collection process and, okay, now that we've collected it, what do we do with it? Process still kind of being worked out?
Well, a little of all the answers is some areas may see it sooner than others, maybe as soon as 2024. Trucks are, being able to get the collection trucks is an issue for us. It takes us.
Well, you said garbage trucks.
A garbage truck. Are very hard to come by.
Are these garbage trucks or are these like flatbeds where you just kind of...
Oh, when we come to your house to collect them, it's going to be look much like your garbage and your recycling truck. It takes...
contained and covered
right,
and everything.
Right. Yeah. It takes about 2 years to build one of those. And
how long to order?
From the time we order them every October of every year.
Okay.
So I'm still waiting for trucks that I ordered 2 years ago, and they haven't come. And a lot of that supply chain that is...
Right, but that's loosened up a little bit.
Well, there's a lot of components that are in the electronics that are missing. So the chips, it's the microchips. This is a lot of things that...
Oh, we've heard about microchips.
You have.
And vehicles.
In
yes.
Vehicles. So we find out the same things when we're trying to order garbage trucks. There's a lot of moving parts in there, little computer doodles. And so the microchips in there are hard to come by. And we're waiting on that to... We've gotten four new trucks. Those four new trucks that I ordered 2 years ago were for the city of Fortuna. And we're going to be using them down there. As soon as we get them. But once we order the trucks, it will take us 2 years to get them. And we don't have extra trucks lying around to start new programs. They're pretty much in use.
I would think these are somewhat custom to the...
They are custom.
Okay. So if somebody wants to start this, one of the jurisdictions in 24, are you... how do you pull that one together?
Well, some of the jurisdictions are further along than others. Some.
But you need a truck, right?
Right. Well, let's just say, like, for instance, the city of Eureka has had garbage and recycling and voluntary green waste collection for quite a long time. So their systems are already in place. The other areas are going to need to get need to get the garbage and recycling put into place. And so
once you get them, the trucks and the program,
yeah,
you're not going to have this out at your joint out on the North Spit.
Our place.
Where do you take them? Where do you take this stuff?
The material for green waste. Well, the organic waste that is still up in the air. Like I said earlier in the show, we need to have a place to take it. As soon as we have a place to take it, we'll take it there.
So it's not a regional place; it's a local place to take this stuff.
Right. I imagine there will be a place to take it at HWMA when the time comes.
Yeah, didn't they shut down part of the operation there for this?
For that.
That was a year ago.
Right.
Is it ready yet?
I don't know where they are in the process of that, so that would be a question for them.
Of course, it doesn't matter if you don't have the trucks, right?
Right. So we've got chicken and egg things happening, so we're trying to.
Oh, both organic. Yeah, nice touch.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna we'll get to the same place at the same time eventually. So,
is it like some of the ADA stuff and some other things where there are potential fines if the local jurisdictions don't speed up? And then when they speed up the process, if you're plus 2 years for the trucks, there's going to have to be some coordination on this, isn't there?
Well, that's going to have to be probably a question for the jurisdictions about that. And we're not involved in that part of this. It's
but they got to let you know whatever the timeline is.
Well, right. And we work with them to get it done in time. So it is the timelines and the regulatory timelines and deadlines are between them and the regulators. I fortunately get to stay out of that.
Okay, you show up to the meeting later. So what is the cost of all this stuff? Is there any idea what the fees will be?
I don't know. I don't know where that's going to be. I couldn't guess.
In those areas where it does exist, is it really pricey or is it surprisingly affordable?
I get a sense in looking at what people are paying for garbage rates. Let's put it in perspective. Okay, so I can put out some statistics where, the average, let's talk about how we buy things that we don't need. So there's been some studies out there that people waste about 1,200 calories of food a day, families do.
1,200.
Yeah.
What's that, about 10% of what it take in?
Yeah. So it is people buy a lot more than they need. And it equates to be about $120 a month that people overspend at for things that go into the refrigerator. So it's
they go straight into the garbage.
And they put that, and that goes into the garbage. Right now, I would say if you had, the average size of garbage and recycling service around here in Eureka area with green waste, it's about $40-$42 a month or something like that. So in comparison, you're paying about a third of what you'd pay. You're paying for the stuff that's wasted. So there's a huge opportunity to reduce your own waste, to be able to reduce the amount that you're paying at the curbside.
And we become wise shoppers?
Yeah.
So, okay, we'll work on that one.
I do that myself, so I need to work on that myself. But it is a huge opportunity. I want to say that, down in the Bay Area, I get the sense that the garbage rates are, for what you get to have three large trucks coming to your homes one day a week.
Yeah, because they're just separate.
They're separate trucks, separate, you get the bulky item pickups twice a year. I really think that, what we're going to pay is going to be in line with what's happening in San Francisco around in those areas,
Well, we don't want to say anything San Francisco.
Well, you don't, but they have a larger population base.
True.
So it doesn't, it's not a good equation.
It was more of a cultural reference than a garbage reference.
But it's not going to cost like your cell phone, service.
Okay. And more, I guess it's paying more attention to what is going on inside the house.
That's something that we're trying to help with in throughout this process, is to help with like what we're doing today was some outreach and education to help people, help people know how to reduce their own waste.
Now, a lot of that is not the packaging materials, but the packaging itself.
Yeah.
Do you buy the 2-pound carrot bag because you don't want to buy carrots tomorrow also, or do you buy the 1-pound carrot bag and then run out of carrots? I mean, those types of decisions, I would think, are part of this of more efficient purchasing.
Right. You might be the person that's going to make carrot soup, and so you don't mind buying 2 pounds of carrots. But mine will get all rubbery and still be in there 6 months from now.
Reach to the point where the dogs won't even eat it?
That's right. Yeah. So I think that I think you could, if we do better planning about our meals, buy what you need for the next couple of days.
Which probably is more towards the bulk containers in a lot of situations than what
we have
now.
Well, if you have a big family, you buy the bulk.
Or small.
Yeah.
If it doesn't come in the small sizes, okay. Do you buy and throw away the extra, or do you buy and just use what you use?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how the grocery stores then adjust and adopt different strategies on how they have product availability.
Well, there's... hopefully, and also there's, also around packaging, which you were getting ready to talk about, there's already been pressure on some retail. I see, with places like Trader Joe's, that they've started to phase out some of the plastic packaging on you see 4 apples put in a big plastic container,
Right.
That kind of stuff is starting to end, and I'm glad for that because, plastic is really a big problem for the waste industry, and not just the waste industry. It's a problem for all of us.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:42. We'll be back with more from Linda Wise.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Linda Wise from Recology Humboldt. Linda, this time of the year, we hear a lot about budgets. All the government entities are talking about budget this, budget that, blah, 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 blah. Does that impact what you're doing at all?
Yeah, it does. Where we take our garbage goes to Humboldt Waste Management Authority. They're a public agency, and they go through a budget process every year to see if they're meeting their costs. This year, the transportation of the materials going to the landfill has increased this year. There's we were talking earlier about backhauling, having efficient hauling of materials in and out of the county, and that impacts the waste industry too. And so in the past, we would send garbage out. It's a 300-mile round trip. It goes to Oregon, and what would come back in the truck would be something that would be like a soil additive or hog fuel or something like that that could be used here, and it would be able to reduce the amount of the cost of transportation.
Kind of offset, because somebody would be paying for...
It would reduce the garbage. But now there's not as much in the way of backhaul to bring materials back into Humboldt County. It's increased the transportation to the landfill. So if people see rates change in their... for their monthly service, that's mainly due to that. There's also, we've also experienced increases in, you guys have seen how much you pay at the gas pump. Imagine what it's like for a garbage man that depends on fueling those trucks. We've experienced during the last couple of years like as much as a 50% increase in how much we pay for fuel. So it is high, and most of the time in other years we'd only see maybe 4 or 5 at the very height, a 6% increase in cost of living. But this year, you know, it was really high. It was mainly to the fuel cost. So that's what that is. So if you're alarmed by that, you see the...
So I expect rates, there'll be some changes.
It's $3-4 a month, yeah. More, $5 about around there.
Well,
there.
I mean, I'm sure that'll be enough to make the phone ring. But in the grand scheme of things, boy, I wish that's all that gas costs were more each month for it, all of us. $3 or $4 a month.
Yeah.
We could all handle that one.
Well, yeah.
Well, most of us could handle that.
We'll just, you know, just try to, you know, we'll continue to provide a really good service and try to help people understand.
Well, you'll have shiny new trucks, too.
Yeah, 2 years and 2 years.
No, Fortuna.
Oh, Fortuna will.
Well, hopefully it won't be in 2 years.
Yeah, they're paying for them.
Yeah.
So.
Fair enough. So we got the, mm-hmm. We've got the organics coming around. That's mm-hmm. the next big significant thing then.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect it for a few more years. So, you know, no new programs are coming into play in this year.
Well, isn't that the scary thing? Okay, this is now trying to be implemented in a lot of the communities. Doesn't mean that there's not going to be other programs that are going to be mandated by the state also. Yeah, it's just that's enough to take your breath away.
Well,
or at least my breath away. How's that?
Well, we can all just smile and just be happy we live in such a beautiful place. We do.
La 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 la.
I know.
Let's go walk on the beach. La 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 la.
I haven't done that in years. But
yeah, things change. I guess that's the simplest way to say it. Thanks for coming by.
Well, it's always lovely, Brian, and I'm glad I almost got your question correct.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you got close enough. You can brag on it. We've been Talking Shop with Linda Wise. Join us tomorrow morning. See you then.